This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I hate to lead with the bad news first, but if you travel on the 15 around Sahara this time of the morning, don't. Find a different way. Yeah, it's ugly. Somebody went the wrong way and a truck was involved and somebody didn't make it. You know what I mean? It's bad. And it's been bad for like an hour
or
something like that. It's been bad for a while. And you know how that goes. I'm pretty sure that the wreck is on the southbound side, but northbound side because everybody's looking. And it's just don't. Mm-hmm. If you're 15 in Sahara, just don't.
Avoid it.
On the good side, 2 days till toy drive.
Wow.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Let's just do it. I've said this 100 times. I'll say it 100 more. Let's just get started. You know what I mean? Because once we get started, then it's like, okay, now let's go.
Yeah, I've noticed through the years that once we do get going, the 12 days goes by so quickly.
Oh my God, because right? We have so much to do.
Well, and especially with you living up there and you seeing everything and you know. For Kayla and I, we're there during the morning show and then here and there throughout those 12 days. But even that, in that role, those 12 days fly.
Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, just think about it in this way. In less than 2 weeks, it's all over.
Like,
that's the craziest part.
Trust and believe. no disrespect. But, yeah. No, my wife and I last night were laying in bed. You know, it's after the Seahawks game. Everybody, there's a lovely glow about it. You know, it's my wife's birthday. Everything's good. Yeah. You know, we're having a good time. And it was like, yeah, 2 weeks from now.
I'll be doing this right here.
I'll have showered, I'll have shit. Yes, it will be very similar. it will be very similar. And I just, man, it's funny because these are video game numbers now. I mean, really, when we're talking about 37 trucks, and we're talking about one more, you know, 8,758 bikes and $505,449 in cash and gift cards. My God, that at one point in our lives, that would have been 10 toy drives.
We've talked about this many times before, like it was year 10, and the idea we were so happy to get 10 trucks, 1,000 bikes, and $10,000.
Yeah.
And then you look at it now, less than a decade later, it's like,
I truly will never forget. We were still in the old studios over on Sahara, and Amy Sweet looked at me like I was the biggest Now, I'm used to getting the look across the board of, my God, you're the biggest idiot I've ever heard in my life. I'm used to that.
We're not doing a good job at disguising it?
Shoot. No, and it's okay. We should be honest with each other.
I don't even try to disguise it.
No. The disdain, it's obvious and it's warranted. But, I mean, literally, she looked at me like, what are you doing? You know, just like, what are you, idiot? And I said, no, I'm just hoping. That's all. Yeah. But man, just one more. And there's, it's funny because I run into a lot of folks that are like, yeah, it's, are you still doing that? You know what I mean? Like, yes.
Yeah.
Or when does it start? I get that a lot.
Yep.
And I remind them that it's free to turn on your radio. It's okay. I still think the product is decent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're trying hard. Mm-hmm. That it's easy to turn up. But I guess, so right now we are still in spread the tingle mode.
Gotcha.
We have to tell people, if you're excited about it, and there are a lot of people excited about it, there are, I can't even count how many people are going, hey, you bring the stuff to us, we'll take it to them. There is only one, okay, there is only one official drop-off point, and that is at Toy Drive. However, there are plenty of other people that are like, hey, we're excited and we want to go. And they want to show up in a large way.
Yeah.
And they want to show up with a bunch of people. You do that. There's also a ton of people that are like, I can't wait to bring my kids. Aww. And you know what? And it all starts on Thursday. People ask, are you ready? I'm sure they ask you guys too.
Yeah.
Are you ready? And my standard answer is, do we have a choice? Because gotta go.
Yep.
Gotta go. And it's weird because we got today's show and then tomorrow's show. And, you know, it's the last show in the studio for a long time. And then we just, like, our lives just kind of switch around. And hopefully yours will switch around just a little bit, too, and you come and see us at Toy Drive.
Okay.
Because if nothing else, we'd love to see you.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fun time, man. It looks great all lit up and everything when you drive up. It's great.
It's the holidays.
Yeah.
No, it's a holiday tradition. Yeah. And I've lived here a long time, as has Chad. I mean, considerably longer than Kayla.
Yeah.
How long, you know, Little Jess, how long have you lived here?
10 years.
So that's a long time. You're practically a local.
Yeah, fine. Yeah. But the idea that in those, I haven't seen a holiday tradition like this. And this is now Vegas's holiday tradition. Mm-hmm. People bring their families down. And I say it sounds really bad. Generations. But
no, it is.
But
it
no,
is. I hate to say it, but you're right. It is. Babies having babies now. It's like, oh God.
Generation. But you know what I mean?
I do.
Yeah,
it's
cool.
By the way, the people from Glittering Lights out of the Speedway and Opportunity Village would like to speak to you.
Yeah.
No, but you know what? Good, too. And quite honestly, a lot of people pair that stuff up. In true story, part of the reason why Opportunity Village wanted me to go out and do the tree lighting for Magical Forest was because, true story, the guy wanted to get me up on stage so they could plug Toy Drive.
Yeah.
Because nice. So many people do both.
Yeah, you know what I love is from the top of the scaffold, you can basically see all of Opportunity Village, which is fantastic.
sometimes if we're not careful and they're not careful, one or both of us will get each other's noise complaint.
Oh.
I'm not lying.
Funny.
No, the cops will show up and they'll go, yeah, you know what? We had a report of loud music, and you guys don't seem so bad. I'm like, yeah, head over to a couple of blocks over
that
there.
That way.
Those guys over there that are being rowdy tonight.
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I'm so glad I'm not a traffic reporter because I suck at it. I'm not good at it at all. There is a wreck on the 15 and they're diverting everybody off at Sarah. I guess the wreck is like Charleston-ish.
Okay.
But also, true story, whenever I see those cameras on TV, I never know which way it's going. I never do. I'm not good at that. It's one thing that I am not. If I look at the camera on TV and I go, that's southbound, it's invariably northbound. It's absolutely northbound. If I think it's southbound, it's northbound.
I get the same thing, kind of direction challenged, especially if I'm over in the St. Rose, Las Vegas Boulevard, you know, that far end, the far south end. I will get on and I'll start driving and I'm like, why am I at Speed Vegas? I wanted to go the other. What am I?
I was
doing?
Trying to get to Green Valley.
Where am I going? Yeah. It happens to me all the time.
Oddly, I'm really good at that. Oh, like directions. But traffic camera? Mm-mm.
See, this could be a very unique opportunity here, though. You could be the opposite traffic reporter.
Yeah. Oh, boy,
this could be you.
Is that something the world needs? opposite traffic reporter. That's a funny bit, though.
Yeah,
it's a very funny bit. No, although what does throw me, how is 15 south and 95 south both of them south, but they're not going the same direction.
No, 95 in one area, you're going west. At least straight up west.
At least not in my brain. It doesn't make any sense. By the way, you remember back in the day on Spence's Challenge, the Smackas, Travis Smacka.
Yeah, vaguely.
He's the Nevada Highway Patrol trooper that they usually, he's like the spokesperson now.
Oh, no kidding.
I saw him a couple weeks ago. He said, hey, he's probably coming to Toy Drive. So you'll see. So hopefully you'll get to see him then and renew acquaintances.
Write that down if I ever get pulled over. Travis!
Oh, my buddy! You just call my buddy Smacka. Yeah. He'll work it all out. It'll be fine. No, there was the one guy too, Loy. What was his name? Loy. He used to be on TV all the time. Loy Hinson, Loy, something like that. When I used to live in Centennial Hills, he actually did pull me over on 215. And quite honestly, he said, you know what? You're a good dude. I can't let you go on this one. I just can't. Okay, do we know how this? I feel terrible. I'm bad at my job right now. SHAED. I've not done the research.
Shade.
It is shade.
It is shade.
I thought it was shade. And then as soon as I, much like traffic cameras, as soon as I say shade, it's shed.
No, it is shade.
And I believed I had heard it somewhere as shade. Song's called Trampoline. Chet Buchanan Show Before the Show. Oh, first pick. With Disney on Ice tickets, the Intersect Festival is this weekend. Hopefully the weather holds for that. Las Vegas Bowl. Yeah, says the guy living on a 30-foot scaffold. I'm worried about the weather holding for a concert. Whatever.
We appreciate you for it, though.
Yeah, you know what, dude? I was like, last year, day one, it was raining. I seemed to be just fine.
Yeah.
I seemed to make it through it okay. I'm not worried about it. So, yes, we hope the weather holds for the Intersect Festival. Las Vegas Bowl tickets for those and Madame Tussauds tickets. All of that coming up after Shade Shed. And She Shed. What is it? I don't know.
That's what we should call
them. So, yeah, it's trampoline.
I've been having dreams.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Although, as Spence so aptly noted, I think it's just another alter ego for Sia.
Yeah.
I think she likes to go out, use different names, different hairstyles. Mm-hmm. You know, like when she went and paid for all those people's groceries before Thanksgiving.
That was
she was CC. No, she was CC, the lottery winner. And then now she's Shade, who does trampoline.
I like it.
Perhaps. I don't know. Somebody should investigate. We investigate everything else these days. You know what I mean? There has to be a deep dive on everything.
I never know what Sia's face actually looks like, so she could literally be in front of me, and I'd be like, oh, wait, you're Sia? I'm sorry?
Isn't that the truth? If Sia came in here right now and kissed you on the mouth, would you know?
I wouldn't know.
I don't think I would know. Isn't that weird?
I would be alarmed by somebody just randomly kissing me on the mouth.
Though. Yeah.
What a very Shade-like thing to do,
right? No, I'd have questions, but I wouldn't immediately go, oh my God, Sia just kissed me on the mouth.
No, you say Shade kissed you on the mouth.
Or CeCe, the lottery winner. I don't know.
It sounds like a good rap name. I want to be CeCe, the lottery winner. That's awesome.
That should be the new.
It really is good.
Oh, I love
Ladies and gentlemen, honestly, it's time. 2 days until Toy Drive. We can't avoid it. It's happening.
Goodness.
If we were going to quit, or not have it, it's too late now.
Okay.
We pretty much just got to do it.
Has the scaffold gone up?
Isn't that today?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the timeline is.
Usually I've gotten a picture or a text.
Right.
But that's today. I feel terrible. Honest to God, I feel terrible for everybody who has to try and go out and set up tomorrow because that's when the rain's supposed
to
be. Yeah.
Honestly, as far as it goes, I mean, yeah, I got 12 days out there, but you know what I mean? That's just my life.
Yeah.
For a minute, I feel bad for folks who have to go out there and, oh God, we got to set up these tents and everything. Ugh. And it's raining and it's cold. And, I feel bad about it. But it starts Thursday. It goes to the 16th, 37 trucks, 8,758 bikes. That's the goal. $505,449 in cash and gift cards. We literally have from now until the 16th.
Yep.
A daunting task.
It's a lot, man.
Yeah.
It's a lot. And lest you believe, for whatever reason, lest you believe the need is not there, again, last official count, I got 67 charities signed up, and there's 15 to 20 waiting. Just to see how we do, because that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
And we need you. We need every single one of you. And my God, we can make this so much easier if everybody really did just bring one. You don't have to go crazy. There's, God, how old is Raven now? Is Raven 16 this year? Will he drive himself?
He's got to be 16. Yeah, I think 16.
Close. He's close. He's either 15 or 16. And Raven. And he and his mom and I will argue over how many days consecutively he's gone. This will be my 217th day. Thursday will be my 217th day living on a scaffold.
Dang.
This, I believe, will be his 204th day consecutively showing up at Toy Drive.
Wow. Whoa.
Every day that there has been Toy Drive that he has been alive, it started with his dad who's since passed. Every single day. They show up, and they're not rich.
No,
they are not rich. I mean, honest to God, it started out with toys that his dad made.
I love that.
Wooden toys that his dad made and brought to Toy Drive, and now they bring whatever they can. They show up every day. It's that meaningful to them, and so if they can, and I always say this, if they can show up every day, can you show up once?
Mm-hmm. Bring one toy
one time. Yeah. It's 12 days. It's 24 hours. Well, I'm really busy. over 12 days, 24 mm-hmm. hours a day. Can you one? Could you one? Maybe one time.
Yeah. 3 o'clock in the morning. You think we're kidding? Show up 3 o'clock in the morning. Someone will be there to collect your toys.
And as I also say, if you really don't believe I'm there, come and I will come out and wave. I cannot guarantee how many fingers I will use, but I will come out. I promise you, I will come out and wave. So.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Could you tell I was watching you?
I
because I saw you look over at your sheet and you're like, "What's he doing?" Will you read what it says for the first pick?
I'd love to tell you, but I would spoil it.
But it would spoil it. It would totally spoil it. I can't tell you what we're doing. Here's what I can tell you: call 702-364-9898 and be caller number 25. And then you play this. It's actually a little social experiment based on something that's in the news. But if I tell you anything about it, it totally agreed. It spoils
yeah,
it, right?
It never spoils
totally
it, yes.
Because we were even looking at a way to prepare this a little better, and there's nothing really you can do. You just have to do it. But we need a willing guinea pig. We need a monkey who's willing to take the pill. 702-364-9898. However, if you're calling number 25, you're an automatic winner. And you choose between the Disney on Ice tickets for Disney on Ice Presents Mickey's Search Party, Thomas and Mac, January 9th through the 12th. The Intersect Festival is this weekend. We've got two-day general admission tickets. That's Casey Musgraves and Anderson .Paak, Foo Fighters, Her, many more. 4 tickets for the Las Vegas Bowl, or I'll stop saying it's the last college football game at Sandpoint Stadium because that seems to be up.
It may not be the case.
And Madame Tussauds tickets. Okay, so 702-364-9898.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Is this Yvonne Yvonne?
It's Yvonne Yvonne.
Okay, listen. What do I have to do to get you to come to Toy Drive? What do I have to do? I know you said you're retired. It literally is the only source of... Okay, for everybody who doesn't know, this goes back to when Yvonne worked at the bank. And Yvonne, like, took over being the person who makes sure that the board is correct for the bikes and the cash and gift cards.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I can function without you. What do we need to do?
Actually, I emailed on behalf of our entire Toy Drive tribe. I emailed Joan and Abby yesterday, and I'm actually awaiting Abby's return email this morning for available shift.
We don't need... Oh, so wait, you're coming?
I will be there, but there's just more behind the scenes. We just want to make sure that everybody is getting the same opportunity that we got. So we step back a little bit. We're going to be there, but it's just not going to be as much as you're used to.
I don't know that we need to be spreading the love on this. I think we need to just... You know what? Just the fact
that... I guess it's important.
The fact that you're going to be there at all is good for me.
Very nice.
It's good for me.
Yeah.
I always feel better when you're on duty.
Yeah.
Just so
I'll
you know.
I'll be there at...
Uh-oh, phone cutting out. Yeah. Phone cutting out. That's not good. We better get to the game then. So here's the deal. If you don't mind me asking, what year were you born?
82.
So go back 25 years from that, Spence. Everybody's giving Billie Eilish a hard time for not knowing who Van Halen was. Van Halen's 25 years before she was born.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we're going to give you the name of a song, and then you are going to tell us the group, and if you can, you'll sing it. And if you can't sing it...
Oh, my God.
Well, and if you can't sing it, we'll try to sing it.
Okay.
Well, no, because this could be very interesting. And obviously, and Kayla, what year were you born?
I was born in 89.
This isn't easy for you. I was born much, much before 89.
Gotcha. Jess was born in 92.
Please don't ask.
Yeah, don't out. Don't out.
No, I get it. This is uncomfortable for all of us. Did we lose Yvonne? Go see if that's her trying to call back in. So what year, 82 minus 25 is how many?
1957.
Stop it.
Yes, it is.
57?
Because you got to go 77 minus 20 is 57.
We got no shot. We got no shot at this. What was the top song of 1957?
This should be so good.
Are you looking? Yeah. I'm sorry. I thought it'd be easier for me to look.
Well, is she? Oh, is she back? Do you want me to say who? Oh, there's
no,
a
couple. We can play.
Oh, that should be fun.
Wake up, little Susie.
Wake up. Okay, but who did it? Wake up, little Susie. Do you know who did Wake Up, Little Susie?
Little Rich.
Little Rich. That sounds like a rapper from now.
Right.
Little Rich, do you know who did Wake Up, Little Susie?
I couldn't tell you, no.
Just take a swing.
I don't know. 50.
Say something.
Madonna.
I'm just doing this for Kayla. Madonna. Just to watch the panic.
Madonna was only 42 years old back in 1957.
Was it, in fact, Sir, the Everly Brothers?
Yes, it was.
Wake up, little Susie, wake up. Okay, give me another one.
This is easy.
Try to do the easy ones.
Okay, all shook up.
All shook up.
I'm all shook up.
Okay, settle down. We're playing with Yvonne.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
Okay, so but given that, do you know who did it?
Elvis.
Yeah, okay, give me another one. Spence's eyes just got real big.
The Banana Boat song.
No. Oh, no. Is that okay? Yeah. Do you know who did it? The Banana Boat song?
I have no clue.
Kayla, can you sing that one?
I don't know.
What if I went, day-o?
Hey!
Oh, the Beetlejuice song.
Like the Beetlejuice song, yes. Do you know who sang it?
The Beetlejuice people.
Madonna.
I'm weirdly good at this game.
I worked an oldies radio station. I know all this stuff.
Do you?
Back in the day.
Okay, so then Harry Belafonte?
Yes, correct.
Ben. You are so good at this game.
Yeah, but that's okay. But I kind of cheated because you played that at sporting events.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's good.
So it's a call and response with the sporting events, so I know that.
Okay.
Do another one.
One more. I'm walking.
Oh, I know that song.
Jeez. You're walking where? Like to the store?
Yes, indeed.
Patsy Cline.
No, it's a dude.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
Patrick Cline.
Patrick Cline. Patrick Swayze. Patrick. St. Patrick.
Patrick.
I'm walking.
Yes, indeed.
I'm walking.
Like you and me, I'm open. Will you come back to me?
Did you really work oldies radio?
Way back in the day.
Like your first job?
Yeah. And I,
second
and so
job?
I know all this. I know all these songs.
Oh,
it's funny.
Wow.
Oh, God. So who did... It's not a big group, right? It was like one-hit wonder?
It's a single guy. No, he had a couple hits.
One dude? Who was it?
Fats Domino.
No kidding.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Well, so anyway, the point being, get off Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
That was the whole point of this.
Get off Billie Eilish for not knowing Van Halen.
Exactly.
Get off Billie Eilish, boomer.
They said she's the only one that was born in the 2000s, though, right? So, I mean, that would totally make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. It's and if she didn't have a dad that indoctrinated her.
Yeah, right.
You know, then there's no way. We'll see you at Toy Drive. It makes me happy that you're going to be there, and enjoy whatever prize you choose. Have a great day.
Thanks, buddy. Bye.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings
on 98.5 KLUC.
Quick round. Everybody ready? Quick round of Florida.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, Florida.
Ohio. Or Washington.
Touchdown, Washington.
Lady gets on a plane. She doesn't like her seat. Okay? Plane gets in the air. She says she's having breathing issues. Wants him to move her to a bigger seat. It worked.
Huh. Oh, okay.
It worked. They moved her to a bigger seat. However, they also told the pilot. The pilot said, wow, since it's a medical emergency and she's having breathing issues, we should probably turn this plane around and head back to where we were. So then when they land, she admits it.
Idiot.
That she faked the whole thing because she wanted a bigger seat. They said, okay, well, you got to get off the plane now. She says, I ain't leaving. Get this thing back in the air. I was kidding. Let's go.
Okay.
Quit fooling around. Pilot finally talked her into leaving just before the cops came down the jetway. So she did leave of her own accord. However, they met her up at the top. Mm. Criminal charges most likely coming. Ladies and gentlemen, is that Florida?
Yeah, what's good? It's your boy, Florida.
Ohio? Or Washington?
Touchdown, Washington.
I know there's no meth. There's no real tell on this one.
Yeah.
Florida, Ohio, or Washington. We'll start with Kayla.
That does not sound like my people, so I'm going to go with your people, Chet, of the Washington kind.
Kayla is from Florida. I am from Washington. Kayla says Washington. Spence?
I'm thinking it's Ohio, probably from the greater Cleveland Metroplex.
It does have an Ohio stank to it,
yeah,
doesn't it?
It's an Ohio stank.
Spence is in with Ohio. Kayla's in with Washington.
Washington, yeah.
Spence in with Ohio. Are you going to take Florida, or are you going to go along with one of these two?
I'm going to say it's going to be Washington. Seems like Washington people might like things their way.
It doesn't feel like my people. In this instance,
okay.
It doesn't
to me either.
It doesn't have that stank. And Spence lived there too, so he gets it. But little Jess is in with Washington. They didn't give her name, but she was on an American Eagle flight that took off from Pensacola, Florida. Pensacola, Florida, and this has been Florida.
Yeah, what's good? It's your boy Florida.
Ohio. Or Washington.
Washington.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Toy Drive starts in 2 days. 2 days until Toy Drive. Thursday morning. By this time, we will already be there and be preparing for the arrival of the mayor and preparing for the arrival of the NV Energy Bucket Truck to throw me up there on top of that 30-foot scaffold where I'll stay until Monday the 16th. And we're hoping to raise 37 trucks full of toys, 8,758 bikes, $505,449 in cash and gift cards.
We can do it.
Good Lord.
Yeah, right.
Woo. An update. You hear the update music playing.
We do.
Wayne the Flagger reports. I just drove by NV Energy. They were dropping off some equipment. No sign of any scaffold yet.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
More updates to come on this fine radio program, The Chet Buchanan Show. Time now for a good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Usually, if you're hearing something about South Park, it's because they've said something nasty or maybe gone so far as to upset a foreign government. You know, or something like that. This story is from Fair Play, Colorado, small town near Denver, and it's in a larger area called South Park, where, of course, South Park the cartoon is set. Apparently, the people who live there are a lot nicer than the people on the show.
Okay.
Let's check this out. Over Thanksgiving weekend, hundreds of travelers got stranded there by snow and high winds. It was so bad you couldn't drive at all, like whiteout conditions. So the town took in everybody and made sure that everybody had a place to sleep.
Huh.
The official population of Fair Play is 762.
Oh, my God.
On Friday, they sheltered 300 people. Then 446 people on Saturday, which is greater than their entire population. Do the math real quick. Oh, no, just short of that, I guess. But another 30 people had to be rescued from their cars. They were stuck. They would have froze.
Wow.
When the hotels filled up, the managers let people sleep in the lobby and passed out blankets, pillows, and hot chocolate. When the shelters were full, volunteers laid out wrestling mats for people to sleep on at South Park High School. It's a real place, people. It's not clear how many residents also brought people into their homes, but we hear a lot of people did. And even more people donated food. And at least one church did as well. The head of the local Salvation Army called the effort amazing and said he is, quote, just so proud of their little community for what they did.
That's so good.
Yeah, pretty cool, man. And the idea that people would have the wherewithal. I'm like, hey, we got to do something.
Yeah.
There's people out there. That's a good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Come on.
The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5.
Yeah.
KLQC.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, 48 hours from now. Actually, 47 hours from now. Toy Drive starts. Wow. 47 hours from right now. Toy Drive starts.
Oh,
Envy Energy, West Sahara, just west of Jones. And by the way, this is not a complicated process. There are a lot of people who every single year we run across this, and it's fun because I think people hear all the activity on the radio.
Yeah.
And they see it when they come down, and it sounds like it needs to be a big deal. You don't have to make any, you know, like people go, well, we want to bring down a big donation, or we want to come down with a truck, or you know, or whatever, whatever. You don't have to make a donation, or you don't have to make an appointment.
No.
Nope. Come anytime you want.
Exactly.
Yeah, and as Kayla will often point out, it's 24 hours a day. You come whenever you want. Now, if being on the radio is your interest, and if being on the radio is your interest, dude, come down during the morning show and we'll be there at 5:30. Usually, we still do a before the show, but that's mostly just to make sure everything works.
Because a lot of testing mics and everything.
Just,
yeah.
The before the show kind of turns into, you know, just making sure everything still works, all the microphones got fresh batteries and all that kind of stuff.
It's true.
But then really from 6 to 10, it happens in earnest. And here's the dirty little secret. Ain't nobody want to show up anywhere before 8 o'clock.
No.
So if you want it all to yourself, show up at 7. Yeah. It's easy. And then it goes to Monday the 16th. And then after the morning show, I give updates, just a little look behind the scenes. I give updates at about 20 minutes before the hour. You know, so for example, at 10:40, 11:40, 12:40. So if you show up at 10:30, 11:30, 12, you know, and so on, chances are strong if you got something you want to say. Or somebody you need to shout out, that can happen.
Exactly.
Chances are pretty strong. I mean, yeah, we're not stingy.
No.
With all that, it don't matter.
Involve as much of the community as possible.
You know what? That's it. That's really, and not for nothing. My job for the 12 days that starts Thursday. There's radio responsibilities. Yes, there's TV responsibilities. My job is to make sure that you get a thank you. And even if you don't want one, there are a lot of people, they just want to come up, they want to drop off their stuff and just walk back to their car. And I'm like, thank you. You in the blue jacket out by the truck.
Could be my favorite thing that Jet does. Screaming.
And we laugh.
And then some people just turn back on. They're like, no, don't talk to me. Don't. Cause they get so, they're like, no, I was trying to sneak in.
I think they think we're on the radio too. Cause it's coming out of the speakers.
Yeah.
It's coming out of the sound system.
That would make
there.
Sense.
And I think it's petrifying, which makes it that much more fun. But Toy Drive starts on Thursday. Believe that. Alex Tuck, 2 goals last night in New York.
Yeah.
Alex is a New York kid, grew up about 4 hours away from Madison Square Garden. Tuck gets 2 last night. Golden Knights win 4-1. That's good. So after that win on where they got a little puck luck and had some good things happen, now they won 3 straight.
Yeah, 3 in a row. Arizona last time in the shootout.
So maybe they got, you know, maybe the team's got it going.
Yeah.
Got some good things going again. And then maybe Tuck's kind of got a little jump. And then they're playing New Jersey today at 4 o'clock.
Yep.
So if you have to bail out of work early.
Do it.
Just make sure, because if you got to bail out of, boss, I got a late meeting. You know, a meeting with my television at 4 o'clock to watch the Golden Knights. And then Rebels play tonight or tomorrow night?
To play tomorrow night, Fresno State.
Playing on a Wednesday. It screws me up. Usually we play on Tuesday. It screws me up that they're playing on Wednesday.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess.
I listen in the mornings.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Tonight at Born and Raised, from 6 to 8, Robert Smith, who you got to go all the way back to the, you'll hear legendary Rebel team called the Hardway 8 that made it to the Final Four back in like before you were born.
77 or something.
Was it really that long ago? So was it 70? I was going to say 87.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess it would be 77.
Oh, yeah.
No, it would be 77.
I think it was.
Anyway, Robert was the point guard. He might be the nicest person you will ever meet in your life.
Oh, okay.
Like, he's always positive, always big smile on his face. Spent the last, I can't remember, I couldn't even tell you how many years, 10, 12 years as the color commentator on Rebel radio broadcast for the basketball games, and suffered a stroke a month and a half ago. Right, it was right before the season started, or right as the season started. In any event, family needs some help with the medical. Rebels take care of their own. Come on, y'all. Born and raised tonight from 6 to 8. There's a GoFundMe out there that we talked about before.
Which Born and Raised?
Oh, the one on Cimarron. Yeah, the one on the west side.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, yeah, good question. I forgot. Got to differentiate. But again, from 6 to 8 tonight, I know there's going to be silent auction. I don't know if we're going to do a live or anything like that. Family asked if I'd come out and help out. And, of course.
Of course, yeah.
Absolutely, yes.
Nice.
But at the very least, come by. Come by, have a beer. But if you bleed scarlet and gray, like many people do in this town, and many people are like, we should be in the Sweet 16 every... somebody said this to me last night. We should be in the Sweet 16 every year. That's how it used to be. Not exactly true, but he was part of that group that really got it all started, and so we could use your help.
Okay.
That's all. It's a little public service announcement. A little public service announcement from the Chet Buchanan Show. Is it time? I know I said we weren't going to do this. We'll do it. Is it time for Santa to be sexier? Is Santa, okay, and not the real Santa, not the real Santa, but the Santa that we see on TV, you know what I mean? The one that's, you know, because there's a variety of different Santas and they all kind of look alike, right?
Yeah.
Is it time for a change?
Time for a glow up? Is that what you're saying?
In 2019, is it time to make a move on Santa?
It's time to reimagine
perhaps
Kris Kringle, I think.
Is it time? We believe so. Perhaps. Perhaps. We may be crazy. We're willing to, we're willing for you to tell us that as well. And we know you won't hold back. But we will discuss right after this.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app
every morning, taking my kids to school.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Is it time for a sexier Santa? Not surprisingly. I don't know why it's not surprising. very interesting. Spence makes a very interesting point.
I saw a story out of Alberta, Canada, at the West Edmonton Mall. And apparently they
huge.
Got... Yeah, is it?
Huge. Been there. It's giant. It's like the Mall of America. In fact, I think it's bigger than Mall of America. And the Mall of America said, "We'll see about that." You know what I mean?
It's the Mall of Canada.
it's massive, massive.
They got like a hipster Santa Claus, a younger guy, and apparently slim, in shape. Said that Mrs.
I believe his name is Santa Steve.
Santa Steve.
I love it.
And he says that Mrs. Claus has been feeding them, sugar-free cookies, and that he's getting a good cardio burn just making toys and filling the sacks with presents. Takes a lot of energy. And I just thought thinking, it's time to modernize Santa Claus.
Or is it?
I think it is because, obesity, childhood obesity is a big problem in this country. Do we want our kids idolizing, a jolly old elf, and his fashion sense? Nobody wears red velvet with white fur trim anymore.
So out.
Maybe something muted, maybe some corduroy. Maybe a beard that's just salt and pepper,
Maybe a sweet, like, ugly Christmas sweater that's very hipster. That could be good.
Maybe. I think old Santa Claus has got to be moved out. It's a new world.
Well, the question, I think there's a question as opposed to a statement. I mean, I appreciate that you believe what you believe. But the question is it time for a more I mean, obviously, Santa, as we, you know, as we see him, Santa, as we see him now, has the diabetes.
He definitely does.
You can't have that.
Any Lifetime movie you get that they've made in the last 10 years, it's got to do, and it evolves around Santa and his family, it's got to do with Santa's got health issues, and the child now has to take over the role as Santa. I'm telling you, this happens all the time in all of these,
in your Hallmark movies?
Yeah, made-for-TV Christmas movies. This happens all the
time. Isn't that what happens in the Santa Claus?
Yeah, no,
Dude falls off. Isn't that what happens? Anybody seen that movie? The Tim Allen movie?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, so doesn't Santa fall off the roof, and then Tim Allen takes over?
And then Tim Allen takes over, yeah.
Huh? Well, maybe if he was in better shape, he'd have better balance. Sorry, Tim Allen. It, you know, sucks for you.
Right.
But.
And nobody rides around in a sleigh anymore. When's the last time, Jess, you were in a sleigh?
Last Christmas.
You were taking pictures of Santa?
Really? A real sleigh? You were? Where? You weren't in a sleigh.
So you're just being trying to be a pain in the neck.
I actually don't like this idea. It's taken many years to have overweight people be idolized.
That's good.
You know, so I'm not with it. I love the tradition of the Santa Claus that I grew up with. Having a skinnier, sexier one sounds more like adult woman time. And I'll take my group photo with Kayla and sexy Santa, but not Dwayne and I. My son and I with sexy Santa? No way.
It does feel a lot less sexy when you're taking a group photo with your son as opposed to like your girlfriend's like, look at this hot piece right here.
You don't need sexy Santa for your kids at the when you go to the mall. By the way, excellent counterpoint.
That was really good.
Outstanding, well-delivered, well-thought-out, excellent counterpoint.
I just figured Kris Kringle, he's already got the case. He could be part of the Kardashians just simply on that and go with the lip plump and eyebrows.
And we've seen in, is it Santa Claus Coming to Town? The one, it was just on the other night when I missed it. I was so mad.
No
but
idea.
There's one of them where it's young Kris Kringle.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's skinny and he's got the red hair.
Okay.
You know, and all that.
Yeah,
good looking guy.
I love Spence's point, though, on the you want to idolize someone, we got to make it a point to like, hey, maybe you should go with like a healthier track or something.
Okay,
like that.
I hear that. But you know what? Lil Jess has changed my mind. I was heading down that path for you. Sure, I get, oh, great, a vegan, gluten-free Santa. Maybe. But you know what? What's wrong with it, with those of us who have a few extra pounds? That we can get a little slice for ourselves. That we can get, you know what? Big people need love too.
That's true.
So what's wrong? Why does everybody have to be perfect and vegan and gluten-free? And pansexual and whatnot.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, so has anybody's mind been changed? Sexy Santa, yes or no? By the way, 702-364-9898. We would love to hear what you think about this. There are sexy Santas out there, but is it possible that just Santa would be a better role model? You know, if he you know, lost a few pounds, maybe we hipped up the wardrobe a little bit.
Or just modernize like a divorcee Santa, you know, and he's getting in shape because he's single again. So you have a photo spread of him, you know, chopping wood in the North Pole with no shirt on.
It's like changing Barbie around a lot.
Mrs. Claus left him because he never takes her anywhere. You know what I mean? He leaves. He's always gone. He's gone. She's stuck there at the North Pole.
Mm-hmm.
It's dark. It's cold. She'd like to go somewhere else. She's finally had enough.
Yes.
So she took off with with Santa Steve. Somewhere. She lives in Edmonton now.
Right.
Where it's still cold, but not as much.
You know what's funny is my grandma used to have, she was really into Harley Davidson back in the day. And so she had a bunch of like Christmas stuff that was like Harley Davidson themed, including a bunch of little figurines that were Harley Davidson Santa.
Okay, but still big fat dude, right?
Yeah, he was big fat
still
dude.
Santa.
Yeah.
I don't, okay, so sexier Santa, yes or no?
I'm totally in on sexy Santa.
You are?
Yeah. In fact, I want to tell Buddy that he is now going to be sexy Buddy Santa or Santa Buddy. Oh, Santa Buddy. Come on.
I literally just threw up in my mouth. Just a little bit. The idea of you talking about sexy and your boyfriend and all that kind of stuff.
He's a sexy man. He's a very sexy man.
Well, yes, you should think that.
But I want to gift the world with sexy Santa.
My wife thinks I'm sexy. Now, let that roll around in your head for just a second. And see, okay, now you know how I feel.
Yeah, I'm all for a modernized
Santa. You're still stuck.
I want to modernize the institution.
I like it.
Lil Jess, do sexy Santa, yes or no?
Only for girls' night out, yes.
Right.
What if
so
like-
not real. So fake Santa can be sexy. Fake Santa can be sexy, but real Santa should be, Santa should stay as it is.
I like the traditional Santa.
She changed my mind on that.
She had a very good point.
I was like, it makes sense. It's 2019, but you know what? What's wrong with things not being perfect? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the guy's getting a little older. He's got a few pounds on. What's wrong with that?
Well, high cholesterol.
His wife's a good
cook.
Just because he's big doesn't mean he has health problems.
Can we compromise and get like dad bod Santa? Can we have dad bod Santa? Would be awesome.
I think so, you got to. I think it's either Santa. One. I think it's one or the other. I think it's. Which, by the way, that's your boyfriend. Just for the lest you get all excited about six pack Santa Steve over there.
No.
And you're like, hey, buddy, and. I might be the one person who loves your boyfriend just as much as you do.
I love that man.
I do too. I do. I see him and I get my pupils dilated. It's like he's Ryan Reynolds. No, I really do. Buddy makes me happy. And he'll get like, and it's funny, he comes up to me at Rebel football games all year. Hey, man. Mm-hmm. Hey. And I'm like, buddies. Darcy, sexy Santa or no?
No.
No slim down, no six pack, no gluten free, no wardrobe change. Leave Santa as it is.
Oh, we can have some.
I was
talking about the Christmas Chronicles on Netflix. And he actually talks about how he worked out.
Oh no, the phone.
Will you ask Santa for new phone service for Christmas?
Or to tear down Lone Mountain, one of the two.
Yeah.
That's
doing
exactly
this
it, isn't it?
Okay,
we'll give it 15 more seconds and she'll be fine. that's how you know you've lived in Las Vegas long enough. If you're going around the Durango curve,
yeah.
and they go, you're breaking up a little bit. And you're like, give me 17 seconds. Yeah, right. See, there she is. There starts. Where are you driving right now?
We're in Henderson dropping my daughter off at school.
Like specifically, like, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Oh, wait, what is
Water Street and Lake Mead Parkway.
Oh, yeah, it gets a little ugly down there for phone service. Darcy, what is your daughter's name?
Destiny.
Destiny, how old are you?
11.
Would you like to make Santa with a six-pack and a little younger and maybe gluten-free, or do we keep Santa just the way he is?
I think we should keep Santa the way he is, yes, I do agree on being skinnier.
Just a little bit.
A little skinnier? Because you want Santa to be around for a long time and you don't want him to have health issues.
Should Santa have a Hydra flask and and make sure to support the turtles and wear Ugg boots?
How about instead of leaving cookies,
He should wear scrunchies.
So scrunchies. We should have Visco Santa. Is that what you're saying? Santa. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Right from an expert. I think that's the final word on it, honestly. Yeah,
Visco Santa is in.
I think maybe Visco Santa might be the way to go. By the way, if you have no idea, Google it or ask your preteen daughter.
I listen on the app.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
Catch anything you missed or if you just want to hear it again at KLUC.com or on the radio.com app. Just search Chet Buchanan.
It's time for another exciting round of Cyber Monday, Price is Right. Lil Jess, who is our contestant, please?
Vanessa Garcia from Aliante.
Hello, Vanessa Garcia.
Good morning.
Hello. We are going to describe to you an item that was available on Amazon, Kayla?
Amazon Cyber Monday.
It's available on Amazon Cyber Monday. You're going to tell us what the price is without going over. Whoever comes closest, which, by the way, we had Kayla write these yesterday, and she doesn't remember anything of what she wrote, so she's going to get to play as well, which I find funny.
I have the worst memory.
If she smokes everybody and gets all of them exactly right, well, then we'll realize what kind of chicanery is going on here.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm.
And that she's willing, to step over her own grandmother just to win a stupid radio game.
And she doesn't even get a prize.
She doesn't even get a prize. That's the funny part. Okay, so Vanessa and Kayla and Spence. Lil Jazz, you want to play?
Of course.
Sure, why not? Let's do that. LJ, Lil Jazz, I like calling you LJ on occasion. I write it down. When I write it down, I go, LJ. And I'm like, I like that. Seems familiar.
Would you
seems
like me fun. To keep the, would you like keep me to keep the score?
All right, fine. You keep score. Item number one is the Syosin Beard Apron Cape. Are you tired of cleaning up the mess after you've groomed? The Beard Apron Cape for Men collects all the trimmings just like a bib, with suction cups on one side and a tie on the... Where are you putting the suction cup?
On the wall.
Okay.
Yeah. On the mirror.
I'm not getting that close. Okay, so a suction cup on one side and a tie on the other. You're able to catch even the smallest of facial hairs, and it could be yours if the price is right. Vanessa, we'll let you go first.
Okay. I'm guessing that's probably in the $8 range, so like $7.99.
$7.99 okay. For Vanessa Spence.
I'll go with $9.99.
$9.99. Okay. Kayla?
I am going to $15.49.
She got it! Little Jess?
$14.99.
Actual retail price. $9.99. Spence! Spence is the cheater.
If you want to save your money, just clip your chin hairs over the sink.
That's what I was thinking, and then just wash it down.
Everywhere. The trash can. It really does get everywhere, though.
Why, you know this from when you shave your beard?
My boyfriend shaves in the sink, and sometimes they just fly off like around the sink as opposed to all in directly in the sink.
So you're getting him a chin beard?
Am I getting him a chin beard? Oh.
Or what do you call that, a beard apron? Sorry, a chin beard. What?
I will probably, I will ask him first if he would like a beard
get him
apron.
A beard apron. I want, as long as he's got his shirt on, I want video of
what
him.
What does he do with his back hair? How do they catch that?
Oh, God. It's a fanny pack. It's a back hair catcher.
Oh, no.
All right, item number two. A two-pack of, it needs the music, doesn't it?
It does need the music.
A two-pack of OrBlu 4-in-1 camping utensils. Is it a fork? Is it a spoon? Is it a knife? Is it a spork? Is it a bottle opener? Nope. It's all those things. This Swiss Army knife, Swiss Army style utensil gadget is the perfect addition for any camper who wants to rough it without roughing it. Could be yours if the Cyber Monday price is right. Spence will go first here.
It's a two-pack.
It's a two-pack. Yeah, that bit plays into it. I'm going to go with
$29.99. Interesting that you pointed out the two-pack. So were you trying to help him or were you trying to throw him off?
I just want everyone to be fully aware it was a two-pack.
Yeah, why do you need two of these things?
Why do you care? Yeah, you
got everything in it. Why do you need two
of
them?
Are you trying to win or not?
I am trying to win. This is why.
You know what? I feel like she lied on that first one.
I agree.
Yeah, where she's just
trying
to.
She'll get this one right, I guarantee
it. Yeah, she's going to get all the rest of them right because she's like, oh, $33.99. No, it was $9.99. Oh, I've thrown them off the spent. Off the scent,
yeah,
and then now she's got photographic memory for the camping spork. Great, Kayla, how much for the two pack?
I will say it's $19.99.
Interesting guess.
Forget you, I don't remember any of these.
Forget you, cheater.
Forget you both.
That's right. Forget all of you. Little Jess,
$14.99.
Stick with that $14.99. You're going to hit it one of these days.
Two in a row. And Vanessa, we have guesses of $14.99, $19.99, and $29.99.
Okay, let's do 22.
How many?
22.49.
$22.49 actual retail price. $14.97. Look at Lil Jess. Spence got that first one exactly. Lil Jess just 2 cents off. Oh, wait. She went over.
We all went
sorry,
over.
Sorry, Lil Jess. Everybody went over.
Oh, no.
Nobody gets nothing. Which one is that? There we go. Sorry. Nobody gets nothing.
You suck.
Sorry, I need some time off so I can watch Price is Right. So I can sit around in my chonies and watch Drew Carey. One final item. If you're too lazy to tie your own shoes, try the Hickey's Tie Free Laces. Do you find tying your shoes to be a giant pain? Folks at Hickey's get it. That's why they invented these tie-free laces. Fasten them to your shoes once, never worry about it again. Just slip on and go. Lazy piece of... It doesn't say that. Now available in 22 new colors, so you can match any style. They can be yours if the Cyber Monday price is right. All right, little Jess, you were super close.
Oh,
maybe
gosh.
You get it this time.
My mom actually bought these for her grandson.
No!
Oh, do you remember how much she paid for them?
But no, but I'm going to go...
It's a Cyber Monday price, so...
I'm going to go with $6.99.
$6.99. Kayla, cheater.
I will say $7.99.
$7.
I ain't winning nothing.
You don't know this. You don't know this. Spent?
$8, Chet.
You are such a jerk. You are such a jerk.
I love that so much.
Vanessa, she should play this just right. Come on, girl. I know what I would do if I were you.
Vanessa.
I'm thinking $4.99.
I'm sorry, did you say $8.01?
No, I'm sticking to $4.99.
Are you sure you didn't say $8.01?
All right, $8.01 it is.
$8.01. Actual retail price,
$15.99.
Oh, my God. Vanessa wins.
Good job, Vanessa.
Nice job, Vanessa. You were winning. You were winning anyway. I mean, technically, you tied Spence, sort of.
Right?
Yeah. And you were going to win anyway. And here's what's awesome. So we've got 4 tickets to Disney on Ice Presents Mickey's Search Party at the Thomas and Mack Center January 9th through the 12th. Probably not the best part of this whole thing. Disney on Ice is amazing. Might not even be the best part of it. Do you know what the best part is?
What is that?
Kayla's got a joke.
Awesome, let's hear it.
What should you say the next time you get pulled over and the cop asks, papers?
I'm not sure. What do you think, Kayla?
What should you say? You sound genuinely interested, Vanessa. We're very proud of you right there. You sound like you really actually want to know. What should you say the next time you get pulled over and the cop says, papers?
Scissors, and then drive away.
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, that sounds like you'll get shot. I don't. Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
98.5. Yeah. Makes you happy in the morning.
Playing the songs you like.
Fresh podcasts go up every day at KLUC.com and on the radio.com app. Just search Jeff Buchanan.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for no apparent reason, for real. No apparent reason. Some dude hollowed out a bunch of, I want to say they're watermelons.
Okay.
Some dude hollowed, and what makes you think this is a good idea? Oh, you know why? Because he's a YouTuber from Finland. He goes by the name of Pupsy. Hollowed out some melons, turned them into instruments.
Wow.
That's cool.
He's like playing them like he was playing the top of a beer bottle.
Wow.
And what makes you decide to play All Star by Smash Mouth? I'm not knocking it. The Smash Mouth guys get angry on Twitter. I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying it's kind of a random thought. Random song. Once again, for no apparent reason, some guy from Finland who goes by the name of Pupsy, hollowing out melons and turning them into wind instruments. You're welcome, America. This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
P1s are the good people that listen to this show on purpose.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And for that, we thank you.
I have the biggest smile right now.
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Story been floating around for the last few days about Billie Eilish and how she didn't know who Van Halen was. What was she on, Kimmel?
Yeah, I think so.
And they, you know, were just throwing questions at her and whatnot. And they were like, do you know who Van Halen is? She didn't know. And so there are a lot of people like, oh, my God, how do you not know who Van Halen is? How great is your knowledge from 25 years before your birth.
Right.
Probably not awesome. For example, Kayla, what year were you born?
1989.
The number one song in 1989 was called I Want to Hold Your Hand. Do you know who did that song? I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Pat Benatar.
25 years before Kayla's birth was 1964.
Okay.
Number one song of 1964.
Oh, 64?
Yeah.
Elvis.
Which is your go-to answer for most of
right.
this.
Yes, that and Madonna. No.
And to be expected. Yeah, Madonna.
I don't know.
Well, how about if we played you a clip of I Want to Hold Your Hand?
Okay, yeah.
And please say to me.
Oh, I know that. It's the Monkees.
That is sacrilege.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
The Beatles.
Oh.
The Beatles. The number four song of 1964 was called Oh, Pretty Woman.
Oh, Pretty Woman. Okay.
Same thing, and this might be somewhere in your wheelhouse just because of your dad.
Elvis.
Is it Elvis? Which That's, basically means you don't know.
I don't know. I really don't.
But it could be Elvis.
It could be Elvis, yeah.
It could be the Monkees.
You telling me it's the Monkees?
No. No, I'm not.
I changed my answer.
I just thought it was funny that you were so sure of it. I know this one. It's the Monkees.
It had a Monkees feel to it because they did the swimming thing or whatever. Yeah.
Could we perhaps play a clip?
Yep.
Oh, they have this in Pretty Woman.
Hence the name,
yeah. Oh, Pretty Woman.
She's dancing to it. She
likes it. I know the song.
Do you?
Pretty woman, walking down the street, pretty woman.
Try to listen to who it is, because I can pick out like people's vocals sometimes.
No, you can't.
No, I can't. But I like to think that I can.
You just said the Monkees for the Beatles.
Well, they have a similar sound-ish.
Gentleman named Roy Orbison.
Yeah, we'd have never gotten that.
No.
Wow.
He's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay.
It's kind of a big deal. Yeah. But I get it.
Right. 25 years before you were born.
The number five song of 1964, 25 years before your birth. And the point of this is, everybody get off Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
knock it off. Billie Eilish is fine for not knowing who Van Halen was.
Mm-hmm.
The number five song of the year 1964, 25 years before your birth, was called I Get Around.
I Get Around. I do not know that one.
I Get Around. Player clip?
Yeah.
My buddies and me, you're getting real well known.
Yes. She knows this one.
Oh my God, she was mouthing the words straight up. And she's twisting.
I Get Around.
You really don't know who this is?
The Beatles.
The Monkees.
That's the closest she's gotten to any of them.
The Beach Boys.
Oh, yes.
The Beach Boys.
We would have taken Michael J. Fox as well, because isn't he on top of the van in Teen Wolf or something like that to this song?
Yeah, but he ain't singing the song.
I would have taken
Michael J. Fox. What do you mean we?
It's the same we that you used when you said you wanted to change Santa up.
I was trying to rally support. Or as my wife said yesterday, what, you got a mouse in your pocket? Because you're like, ain't no we here. Okay, one more. This is your wheelhouse, dude.
Okay.
This is your wheelhouse. The number 11 song of the year 1964. Number 11.
All right.
It's a song called People.
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 Just called People. Okay.
We don't have a clip. Oh, we do have a clip.
Yeah.
Wait. 1964 from the Broadway musical Funny Girl.
Oh, I know it.
What is it?
Barbara Streisand.
Is it Barbara Streisand? This is because Kayla is our grandmother.
Yeah, right.
She thinks the Beatles are the Monkees, and she thinks the Beach Boys are the Beatles.
People.
But man.
People who need.
I'm shocked you're not singing at the top of your lungs.
I actually don't know all the beginning to this.
You do love you some Barbara Streisand.
I love Babs, man.
You and my mom.
She's in my holy trinity.
I don't even think your mom likes Barbara Streisand.
This was on top 40 radio stations in 1964.
Yeah, the number 11 song that year.
Wow.
Children.
Although, do you equate that to like Adele?
Yeah, you know what I mean? I guess so.
Yeah. It's 60s Adele.
It's 60s Adele.
Come on.
Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLQC.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
You've been listening all morning. Keep it going at work.
They're just awesome. I love them.
The Chet Buchanan Show kicks off your workday with commercial-free music on 98.5 KLUC.
I think it's so funny because you know everybody else does this too. It's the end of the year, right?
Yes.
Yep. I mean, it's December. What is it? December 3rd? Mm-hmm. And so we're actually sitting here plotting and scheming how many vacation days we have left and how we're going to use them and which days. It's like, Lil Jess, do we get Christmas Eve?
I don't think it's on the list.
It's not on the approved list, is it?
Yeah.
We don't get New Year's Eve either, do we?
It's not on the list either. I'm waiting for a new list.
We get Christmas though, right?
Like, yeah, we do get Christmas. You get New Year's is next year, so but that's not a problem.
Yeah.
No, I love this too. I love what Lil Jess is doing here too. Did you notice she did not say yes or no? She said it is not on the list, as if we were in a court of law. And had we pressed further, she would have said, to my recollection,
right?
Allegedly, we're not. And they were like, well, we could use sick days here. And then I'm like, nah, no good, because I got to host Las Vegas Bowl stuff.
I use these holidays.
Like, no, I can't be sick. Right. See what we could do here. Okay.
I'm so happy you guys have days left.
Yeah, can I split off of you for you guys? Because I've got a boatload.
Well, you want to get rid of us, huh?
No, I have none. Mine were all, because I use mine early.
I'll vouch for you being sick. I swear to God, Jess, I will tell you and I will go take pictures in front of the quick care, and I'll swear I checked you into the hospital. Because they give us like 8 months of sick leave.
Yeah. I use them all.
The 6 days too?
The Chet Buchanan Show. Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Three multiple choice showbiz questions. Two P1s to play the game. As we play for four tickets to the Mitsubishi Motors Las Vegas Bowl coming up December 21st at Sam Boyd Stadium. Who, Lil Jess, is contestant number one today?
Alex Myers from Northtown.
Hey, Myers, what are you doing for a buzzer today, sir?
I'm going to be doing a whack.
Okay. Make sure you do that real loud and that we hear it too, because otherwise it might slip past. Who's contestant number two?
Evangelo Calaminas from Eastside.
Evangelo, what are you doing for a buzzer, sir?
Ding dong.
It's the battle of the dudes today. Spence will be the judge of who buzzes in first. He shall not be questioned. Kayla is the asker of the questions. Here's question one.
Jonathan Van Ness is the first non-female to grace the cover of Cosmo UK since who did it in 1984? David Bowie, Boy George, or Paul McCartney?
Boy George.
You got to buzz in first. Yeah, the first
buzzer was Alex.
Paul.
Alex says Paul.
No.
Evangelo actually gets the point. Oh, actually, we don't know if he gets the point yet. Sorry.
Evangelo, is it David Bowie or Boy George?
Boy George.
Yes, it is Boy George. Congratulations. Just make sure you buzz in first next time. One zip, Evangelo, go to question two.
So PETA is honoring who as their person of the year for his efforts on behalf of animals? Is that Woody Harrelson, Joaquin Phoenix, or Casey Affleck?
Is just call him Affleck.
Ding dong, Woody Harrison.
You got to buzz in first. I thought we went over this.
I said ding dong real quick. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, so then, so you say ding dong, then Spence decides who buzzed in first. Then you answer.
So you wait for me to go.
Okay.
Evangelo.
Woody Harrison.
Is it Woody Harrelson? No.
Alex, is it Joaquin Phoenix or Casey Affleck?
Casey Affleck.
Is it Casey Affleck? No.
This is why we only want women to play this game. Dudes aren't smart enough.
Dudes, it's hard to, the whole concept is rough. So what do we got? One zip, Evangelo?
Yeah.
End of the all-important third and final question? Hey, Alex Tuck last night, two big goals. We'll make this all-important third and final question with two big game-winning points.
So the Kardashians are getting another spinoff based on whose twin brother? Is that Kendall, Kylie, or Khloe?
Twin brother in quotes, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, A. Myers for the win.
Kylie.
And somebody's got their radio turned up, so they're all confused. A. Myers says, Kylie, if he's got it right, he wins. If he's got it wrong, Evangelo wins. Mm-hmm. Is it Kylie? Dramatic pause. Apparently, it's not. It's Kendall. And Evangelo is the winner. What's the story? What twin brother? What is all this?
So there's an account on Instagram called Kirby Jenner, and he has been parodying all of Kendall Jenner's photos for years, and now she has partnered with him to come up with a spinoff show from the Jenners. It's going to be on this weird platform called like Quibi or something like that. So
are they going to? So they're rewarding somebody else's. Creepiness.
If you have ever seen these photos, they're quite funny. So he is like, he stages himself in the photos with Kendall, and like they look like twins. It's quite funny. He looks like the lesser attractive twin.
I thought she was dressing like a dude, and that's what.
No.
What was going on?
Like when they're on the Met Gala carpet together, he dresses to match her. It's quite funny.
Well, sometimes doing stuff like that'll pay off, and apparently it's paying off this time. And it paid off for Evangelo. He's got four tickets to the Mitsubishi Motors Las Vegas Bowl, and he is today's champion. Oh, wow.
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown. Now your workday starts commercial-free with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. I love these guys.
On 98.5 KLUC.
The greatest person in the world.
Kayla Jo Walker, what you got?
I am going to give it to my mom because I'm kind of an early present giver. Like, I want to make sure that all this stuff is there, especially because I'm not going to Florida this year to visit my family for Christmas.
Oh, early for a Christmas greatest person from the month.
That's all I had today. I didn't have like...
At least she's honest.
Fair enough.
So, but my mom sent the gifts that came in last night for me and my boyfriend Buddy, which was really sweet. So we don't have to really like worry about having to check the mail around Christmas time and all that stuff. I don't know. It was just a nice gesture.
First presents under the tree?
First presents under the tree. And now I got to go get Buddy a gift.
Well, that's worth it then.
So to my mom, you is...
the greatest person in the world.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said for first presents under the tree.
It's fun.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, that's good. Spence?
I'm giving it to your mom as well.
Oh, wait.
You're such a jerk. That's my mom.
Chet, I want to give it to somebody else for real.
Thanks for clarifying. Appreciative.
No, I was walking. I love being perpetually 13. I was I was going to Smith's the other night.
Yeah.
This is not funny.
And your mom was there.
No, your mom was.
That's what I meant.
No.
That's what I was saying. I was speaking in your voice. My bad.
No, but there was a guy who was unfortunately on the street. He was just sitting out in front of the store, had a sign. And, you know, we see that all too often. But what I thought was really amazing is these four kids, I'm guessing high school age, 15, 16 years old. And I just didn't expect it. But all four of them walked by, stopped, pulled money out of their wallet, and gave it to them. And that doesn't mean that kids don't do that. I understand.
No, but if you see four kids walking by, when you first said it, I'm like, yeah, my first thought would be they're going to screw with him.
And I just thought it was really... It was just kind of cool.
It's nice to recognize stuff like that, too.
And they just gave a couple bucks to the guy, which obviously he needs.
Sure.
And I don't know their names, and I don't know what the situation was exactly, but it was
the four Utes?
Yeah, with the four Utes giving the money to the guy. So whoever you are out in front of the Smiths on Trop and Wallapai, you is.
The greatest person in the world.
You almost went to the east side.
A Almost. Actually, it's on the east side of Wallapai.
It barely, but it's still it's touching, so it doesn't. Yeah. Spence doesn't venture past Wallapai.
No.
No.
So you're aware.
Unless it'll work.
I wish I'd had you go last, because yours was much better. Mine's a little more.
Sorry.
Mine's a little more whimsical. But very serious.
Oh, okay.
My greatest person in the world is Russell Wilson, obviously.
Oh, that makes sense.
I love him.
That's good.
Your fight and scrap in Seattle Seahawks are now in first place in the NFC West.
Okay.
Number two seed in the NFC.
I'm glad that Booger pointed out that Russell's finally on the national stage.
Oh, man. Yeah, the guy on ESPN last night. Russell Wilson's been a star for a while. Super Bowl champion.
Yeah.
He's in the MVP conversation. Yeah, people nationwide are now starting to find out about Russell Wilson. What? What? But that notwithstanding, let's stick with the positive right now. Seahawks win. Go Hawks. Russell Wilson, you just might be
the greatest person in the world.
Yes.
Does this mean that you will be adopting the cat that your wife has named Russell Wilson in your neighborhood?
We think it's a girl, but I'm trying to.
Russell can go both ways.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
That's what I said. Well, I said, well, then call it Sierra. She goes, I don't like Sierra. Okay. No, my wife is very excited because the feral cat that wanders the neighborhood, let her pet it.
Oh, okay.
The other day, my wife had food in one hand, was petting the cat in the other.
Nice. And petting stray animals.
I know, right? Scary.
Always good. Pet feral cats, man.
Right? Scary.
But wash her hands, but she knows about that.
Yeah, she knows. She's smart.
Yeah.
No, and if she gets the cat stoned, it will stay in the house that she got for it. She gives catnip. Yeah. She gives the cat catnip. The cat stays in the house that she bought. So it's,
adorable.
All right.
Awesome.
Well, this has been cat talk. This has been feral cat talk.
With your host, Chep Buchanan.
Chep Buchanan. I didn't start it.
Sorry, that was on me.
Well, that's okay. It doesn't matter. Greatest person in the world, we've already done. Final exam coming up next.
Finally, all of that listening pays off.
Yay! All right.
It's the Chep Buchanan Show's final exam.
Hey, little Jess, who's on the phone?
Tyler Gottlieb from Centennial Hills.
Tyler, when does Toy Drive start?
Thursday.
All we need out of you is one, man. One toy, one bike, one gift card. And one. You didn't even have to bring the trifecta. You can just bring one, whatever's in your heart.
I'm doing trifecta this year. This will be my first year, actually.
Good job.
Oh,
good
great.
For you. It's a cool thing. And I'm sure there's a story behind it. And I'm sorry we don't have time for it right now. But
no, you're fine.
It's a cool thing how proud he is. You know, you could hear it in his voice.
Yeah, I
agree.
Doing
the trifecta this time.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first time. I'm doing a toy, I'm doing a bike, and I'm doing a gift card.
It
gives me chills.
There's
so many different stories. It's, I'm starting to get pretty pumped.
Yeah.
Although, I hope tomorrow, our final studio show, perhaps for the year, of all of us together.
Right.
That's true.
I think. Can we have the argument about fake tree or real tree or no tree at all? Literally just got this email. My wife gets on these kicks. You could tell there was a fight. Last year, it was no water out of plastic bottles. Before that, she had to buy a Chevy Volt the day they came out. She was into composting once. Now her thing is how we need to conserve trees to save the environment. She told me she wants to get us an artificial tree. She says that even if new trees are planted, there's still a negative effect on the environment. That's not exactly. As someone who grew up, my dad. She believes that less energy is spent making fake trees. I don't think so. I don't know what the exact numbers are, but in her mind, it's either a fake tree or no tree at all.
Oh, wow.
Perhaps we discuss on tomorrow's show. Another one that essentially I'm only with them for the presents. I'm probably breaking up with them in the middle of January. Oh, boy. So, I think it'll be a good show tomorrow.
Solid.
Everybody have a great day. Toy Drive starts on Thursday. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Go Knights, go.
All right, good.
Come on. The Chep Buchanan Show. The Chep Buchanan Show. 98.5.
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.